This week on Indian Times, Native American women are the most likely to put off getting a mammogram, according to research done by Dr. Eleni Toma. Toma, a native of Cyprus, Greece, is an associate professor at the College of Public Health at the OU Health Sciences Center and the lead researcher for the Native Women Health Project.
When I first came in Oklahoma, back in 2002, I wanted to find out what can I do in terms of breast cancer. I was always interested in women's health issue. So I joined a breast health group that was taking place in Oklahoma, promoting breast health in the whole Oklahoma area. And one of the leaders of the group, she was Citizen Potawatomi. So she was the one who brought me in touch with the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. And she was the one who sort of helped me get entry into the Native American community. And they thought it was a great project for them to promote screening mammography among their patients, among the women who serve. And that's how I started working with them.
Is there a greater incidence of breast cancer in Native American women?
The incidence compared to the other groups, ethnic groups, is not as high. But what we've seen, we haven't seen a decline in terms of the last 10 years in terms of the mortality rate. And what we're trying to promote is that early detection is much better, because what we've seen in the past, that the trend that's been going on, and like hopefully the gap is closing compared to the white Caucasian the woman, is that most Native American women, when they're diagnosed with breast cancer, usually in the late stage. And would mean that I'll have less options for treatment. Now, this gap is closing, but we still have, there's a lot of work to be done. So we're trying to promote, you know, screening mammography and the earliest, in case you're identified with some kind of tumor, that at least is the stage one, so you have more options for treatment and your odds for survival are greater.
Kara Thomas, a member of the Cherokee Nation, is the project coordinator for OU's Health Sciences Center and is currently housed at the Citizen Potawatomi Nation Health Clinic. Thomas came on board to put together a day of celebration called the Launching Spectacle for the Intergenerational Native Women's Breast Cancer Research Project.
We called it a spectacle because we are having a big entertainment event to kick off the launching of our project. The Native Women Health Project is a research project funded by the Susan G. Komen Fund, and it's administered by the Department of Health Promotion Sciences of the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center and conducted by voluntary participants of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation. So there's several components there and several people coming together and collaborating to make this thing happen.
Now, this is a one-day event?
This event will be on March 15th on a Saturday, and registration will begin at 10:30. Our event will begin at 11 a.m. This event is open to the community. The whole purpose of our project is to increase mammography rates in Native women. And so this event is targeted towards the health of our Native women. It's open to the community. It's targeted towards women, but our men are very important people in our lives, so we definitely don't want to exclude them.
Tell us a little bit about what's going to go on throughout the day.
We will be having an all Native women drum group. We will have a regalia fashion show. We will have Native-style singing and Native-style dancing, as well as survivor stories.
The March 15th event is meant to be a fun and informative day on the survivability of breast cancer. Dr. Tolma said too often Native American women feel that breast cancer is a death sentence and get a fatalistic attitude. And since breast cancer has been found to run in families, the fears of one generation can pass to another. To combat the negative, the organizers came up with the positive theme of shared love from generation to generation.
We highly recommend that you bring influential women that are in your life, whether it be your sister, your cousin, your grandmother, your aunt, your niece. That's what makes this project different from anything that's been done before with Native Americans, is that intergenerational component and the ability to take this information and personalize that within their own families, with their own community and their own lives.
The Breast Cancer Project has had a life of its own from the beginning, needing and getting many different grants, most notably from the Susan G. Komen Fund. from the early years of determining why or why not Native women are getting mammograms, to collecting and collating data, and to finally building a program that utilizes the results, has taken nearly a decade. The one-day event is open to the public and free of charge, but registration is strongly recommended by emailing kara-thomas@ouhsc.edu or calling Kara at 405-273-5236, extension 269. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.